A Senate inquiry into gun-related violence in Australia has been told there's very little reliable data about how many illegal guns are in the country. The Greens-initiated inquiry is examining whether there should be tighter restrictions on the storage of legally owned weapons and if there should be a ban on semi-automatic handguns. But gun owners are warning against knee-jerk reactions. In Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The inquiry is being chaired by the Greens Senator Penny Wright, and she's questioning whether the theft of weapons within Australia is as much of a problem or more than the importation of illegal guns.
Certainly, much of the information that seems to be coming through suggests that many of the guns that are in the hands of criminals have actually come from what were originally legally owned guns through theft. And we're interested in looking at that. There's been a lot of emphasis put in recent times on the importation of guns, but there's quite confusing evidence about how many guns are actually illegally imported and how many start off legal and end up stolen.
Senator Wright points to submissions from law enforcement agencies like Victoria Police who say theft is a problem. But at the inquiry today, the National Senator Bridget McKenzie has questioned the extent of the issue.
They indicate that 2013-14, there were six handguns reported stolen, whilst there was 48,192 registered handguns in the state of Victoria. So six out of over 48,000 handguns were reported stolen.
Senator Wright says she acknowledges that there is confusion about what information is available about gun ownership, theft and the use of stolen weapons in violent crimes. And that's a message reinforced by repeated witnesses at the inquiry today. Howard Brown from the Victims of Crime Assistance League says he believes the importation of illegal weapons is the biggest problem. And he says there is scope to toughen up some gun-related laws.
There is no offence in any of our firearms legislations for a person to supply a firearm for the purposes of the commission of a felony. And I say that the master of arms of most motorcycle gangs is the person responsible for all the weaponry. He says, "Hey, Clive, come here. Here's a Glock. Go and waste so-and-so." He doesn't say, "Oh, and give me a grand for the gun." He just supplies the gun.
Gary Bryant from the Firearms Safety and Training Council and New South Wales Shooting says further regulation of law-abiding gun owners is not the answer.
Unfortunately, in the past, we have seen instances of greater control measures for firearms ownership applied as a knee-jerk reaction to criminal acts, which can have no effect on criminality because criminals do not care about regulation compliance.
He used the incidents of drive-by shootings in Sydney as an example.
These events are criminal acts and would require specific knowledge that they are committed by licensed firearms owners with registered firearms before they have any applicability to the lawful use of firearms in the firearms industry. In other words, deal with the criminals under the criminal code more harshly if necessary, rather than penalise regulation-compliant shooters for events totally beyond their control.
But Gary Bryant agrees there should be a focus on collecting nationally consistent data about gun ownership and use before any changes are considered.
We need to know how many registered firearms are actually stolen, how many of those registered firearms were lawfully stored, and how many of those then were subsequently either recovered or used in the committal of a crime.
Several farming groups have also told the inquiry that firearms are a necessary tool of the trade, particularly to help with controlling feral pests. The inquiry is considering whether gun storage lockers should have to have electronic alarms, but Peter Skillen from the Tasmanian Farmers and Graziers Association says that hasn't proved effective before.
We have numerous instances where police have not arrived for upwards of an hour and a half, by which time the perpetrators have long gone. And even in some of the more larger regional towns, due to budgetary constraints and the obvious reduction in police on the beat, and particularly over the evening periods and the weekends, Sometimes there hasn't been a response, full stop.
And Sarah McKinnon from the National Farmers Federation agrees there does need to be better data about gun ownership.
There are good laws in place, but if gun thefts are happening, and we certainly don't want to see registered firearm users lose access to their own weapons, then we need to understand why and how.
The hearing is continuing in Sydney today, and the inquiry is due to report by the start of December.
Naomi Woodley reporting.